well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have Dr. Betty Martini here. And Dr. Betty, you always have amazing new, shocking news. The latest news is vaping with toxic Splenda and aspartame causing seizure disorders. And, of course, you've talked to some of your recent colleagues, too, that you've had for years, many of them, about some of these documents. In fact, you had one gentleman from England, I think McDonald is his name. You also have a Dr. Millstone, et cetera, that we're trying to get on the program. Tell us what's going on. Tell us about this vaping thing first, and then get into some of your other colleagues. The issue we talked about, this trying to get some of these other people on the program, too, because we don't want just a monologue. We had, of course, Dr. Monty on about a month ago. We had other experts on. So these are not open to opinion. This is just a closed story. It's like the court has heard, the jury has decided the division, and the sentence is passed now. Aspartame is a neurogenotoxin. Splenda, Advantame, and all these other toxic so-called sweeteners of death. And we have also genetically modified food, scalar radiation, demineralized soil. It's no wonder the health of the population is collapsing and the human IQ and fertility is dropping. We have disturbed sexual orientation in much of our population because we're destroying human biology, aren't we?
Yes, I'm afraid so. The what's going on now is a lot of the articles are talking about that aspartame is in e-cigarettes, also
right.
Sucralose, and the problem being of the toxicity. And when I read that, I thought, well, then people are going to start having seizures because that's what aspartame causes.
Right.
And sure enough, yesterday there was an article that the FDA was investigating 127 cases of seizures from this vaping. And, you know, there's young people doing this sort of thing, and it's, you know, it's kind of hard to warn them if they don't know what's happening to them.
Yeah.
And they really should take that off the market. But the biggest problem is getting aspartame off the market, because when you mass poison the world, it's going to affect just about everything that you do, whether it's the pilots having seizures, you know, in the cockpits of airliners, or, you know, whether it's the children in school, the birth defects, so that you have so much autism spreading around. So it's effective in just about everything. And the FDA's own report shows 92 symptoms. One of the things that I thought was very interesting is that when Dr. Millstone did his report, he not only showed that aspartame is not safe, but he showed that EFSA, which is the European Food Safety Authority, is not doing their job, that they had all this information on independent scientific peer-reviewed research, just left it out, and used industry studies that were never proven safe. And it was one thing as far as in the original studies, as far as proving safety, but not only could they do that, but they actually, the FDA wanted them indicted for fraud because they were trying things that that they were caught. They literally were caught with their pants down.
Right.
You know, as the rats developed brain tumors, they would excise the tumors and put the rats back in the study. The rats would die.
Wow.
They'd resurrect them on paper. So they were doing all these different things. And so the FDA back then would not approve it. And so they had a task force set up. We showed how irresponsible they were, that they couldn't accept anything from industry. And then they set up a board of inquiry and revoked the petition for approval. And all of this is on the record. This is a matter of public record. In the meantime, You know, as Dr. Millstone did the report in England, you know, here come the sweetener people saying, oh, aspartame is safe. They think by simply leaving out the records and making a statement, because they're an organization, that people will believe it. And they know quite well, in fact, the sweetener organizations have received that information. I have lectured in England twice. I have sent them information. So they're doing it with full knowledge. And little children are using it. They're using it in schools. They're going back to school now, and they're, the FDA has allowed 17 dairy products not to be labeled, because they said that's a good way for the children to drink their milk, because they've been warned off of aspartame, that it causes psychiatric and behavioral problems, that it has, you know, that it triggers ADD and all the problems that you see in children, birth defects, autism, interaction of drugs. So we see these problems everywhere. And Dr. Millstone in the England did a beautiful job going through all the different studies and showing how bad EFSA is, because Codex, you know, puts their full faith in the European Food Safety Authority. I was one that reported them to OLAF, who are the anti-fraud people, about their conflict of interest. Mark Gold with the Aspartame Toxicity Center, he was reported because what they did was plagiarize a review by industry. In other words, they had nothing but studies that showed how bad it was, and so they just picked up something that industry had done, as they pay people. So this is where we are, and we constantly have to reassure the public that aspartame is a deadly poison.
Yeah, it's amazing. What I see happening is a form of evil that's so malignant. And the problem, it's actually spreading. We now have more generic drugs. We have it in vaping now. And, of course, you know, vaping brings a concentration very rapidly. So you get a spike in chlorinated optical isomer of sugar. So it's going to cross-link your DNA. And it's going to cause blood-brain barrier damage. And we know that these create a surge of free radicals in the brain tissue, which is not surprising. It causes seizures. We know that that this adds other toxins, like toxic scalar radiation from cell phones on the dominant side of the head if you're right-handed. And we know that this is going to increase damage to the microglial cells in your astrocytes. So what I see happening is, it's by design. People think, oh, this is just random. No, no, no. The fact that the EFSA in Europe, the fact the FDA are not proceeding to actually dismantle and take out aspartame, and now they're allowing mutations in names, so they call it Adventame, or they allow other types of sweeteners that are similar to aspartame out there. And it's now spreading to generic drugs and elsewhere. And, of course, now that Ajinomoto makes it, and it's gone off patent, it's cheaper than sugar. So it's in everything now, isn't it? It's actually hidden by different, we call, sneaky names in many different products. And you wouldn't think, well, why is there aspartame in that? Or things that are similar to it, like acesulfam. And I found out that recently, when they make a lot of ciders now, there's a company out of Northern California that makes ace ciders. And those ace ciders, acesulfam, is another relative of aspartame. Another toxin, and a crotoxin with Splenda, with MSG, with a, we call it cytotoxins. This is extremely dangerous, and it's no wonder we have more kids with ADD, ADHD, and Asperger syndrome. I guarantee all these killer kids, they're watching violent games. They had, as they say in Young Frankenstein, they had abnormal brains. And remember the comment made, you know, by the guy, the British guy with the funny eyes? You put a abnormal brain in a 6'9" monster? You know, that's what we've done. We put an abnormal brain in young people and don't monitor them or even take them off to a mental institution when they're even giving a rape and kill lists. And we wonder why, if we think we just get rid of guns, what, we should get rid of gun-free zones and expand non-lethal weapons like the ones that I'm going to mention them again, that I talked about this yesterday. A pepper spray ball gun that would actually fire balls of pepper spray and other knockdown agents. A sound gun that would paralyze you, or a scalar radiation gun that could knock you down and make you have a seizure so you wouldn't kill someone, but they wouldn't be able to kill you. We need to start realizing that we have a toxic culture. A toxic culture of toxic food, toxic gas, brain, toxic scale radiation, demineralized soil, and the brains of our young people are not normal anymore. The IQ is dropping, the sperm count's dropping, the brains are not behaving normally. We have a massive explosion of ADHD and Asperger's syndrome. And we wonder why, now that we're gone to what I call the Twitter age, where you don't even teach kids how to write. They're now doing keyboards in grammar school and in first grade. They don't even know how to write anymore or communicate with other humans. They're communicating by keyboards and thumb-pressed texting on their cell phone, and they're sitting around a table at a restaurant, not even communicating with other human beings. We're becoming, I call, cybots, aren't we?
Well, one of the things that's happening here in Georgia was the fact that they put so many of the teachers in prison because the teachers couldn't get the students to learn. And so they cheated as far as what their actual, you know, what they actually did. And it wasn't the teacher's fault. It's just that the children couldn't learn. They had ADD, so they put them on Ritalin. The generic has aspartame in it, so the pharmaceutical people know exactly what they're doing. And so you've got problems with behavioral problems and all sorts of things. And the teachers just didn't know what to do. They upped their grades. And here in Atlanta, they put a whole group of them in prison because nobody knows what's going on, that they put a poison on the market that would destroy the brains of our children. And look at this last study. I think it was done in December of 2018 on depleting neurotransmitters up to 74%. And that explains what's going on in the world today, right, and why people are can't think and can't work and commit crime.
We're basically embalming the brains. For example, when you drink aspartame, it converts to methanol, and methanol decays very quickly to formaldehyde. And methanol is one of the perfect ways to embalm the brain, because if you take formaldehyde, it embalms so quickly your gut, it doesn't get to your brain. But if you actually have aspartame that crosses the blood-brain barrier, it'll convert to methanol and to formaldehyde in your brain. I did a test with Dr. Chungun Vujidani 39 years ago. We were measuring three different chemicals against human serum albumin titered antibodies. Trimethylamine anhydride, it's a diesel fuel exhaust. Toluene disocyanate and formaldehyde. Now remember, we can also test other chemicals. I talked to Dr. Aristides Vujidani a year and a half ago when I was at a conference in Las Vegas. And I'm going to check to see with him and his lab director and with also Dr. William Shaw from Great Plains Lab. But I'm going to build a set of test panels to measure Splenda, aspartame, and Advantame and their co-toxic byproducts. Which, by the way, aspartame decays to diketopiperazine, which is jet fuel additive, methanol, and formaldehyde. Now, of course, what's happening is people are getting sensitized to these, and you get cross-reactions. So if you're reacting to aspartame, you're going to react to Splenda, Advantame, and azosulfamin, multiple, and MSG. And a lot of people get just insomnia. Some people get depression. Other people become violent. And it decays and stops. If you actually measure a quantitative electroencephalogram, which I've been certified at the company that makes the Quick Scan in Boulder, trained by the way, the same people that train the intel agencies, you can measure and see the voltages across the frontal lobe. Their executive inhibitory functions are gone. They don't have voltages. They don't have a frontal lobe, actually, and their anterior forebrain bundle has been cut off and been damaged. So you don't have executive functions. You have increased activity and seizure activity of the amygdala and the rage control nuclei in the base of the brain. We call the reptilian brain. And we wonder why these kids become violent. They shouldn't be wondering when we can do imaging studies and organic tests of their metabolites and even their platelet-level bioamines and wonder why they're turning into monsters. We're creating them. We're turning our cultures, our schools, our media into a laboratory to create killer young men, primarily. Killer young men. And aspartame is a good part of the formula.
Suicide.
Exactly. Yeah, and then we're giving them serotonin reuptake inhibitors to disinhibit them so they have no inhibition to killing themselves or anyone else. I call Kill-U-Jack instead of Prozac.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation. And get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com. And then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And we are on. We have Dr. Betty back. Now, one of the things that I know some people are afraid to call in. I got a comment from my wife that I talked to someone, my wife said, Michelle, and they say they're afraid to call in because you'll call them stupid. No. People are uninformed. They're not stupid. Stupid's a negative word. People are uninformed or they have an attitude, not an opinion. Attitude means they can dig their heels in as much as they want, but if they don't have evidence on logic and common sense, decency, and actual proof, then they need to be silent and hear the proof and then actually research it themselves, pray, and then take action. I had one gentleman a few weeks ago, and he actually listened to our program we talked about a few weeks ago, Dr. Betty. His first name, I'm not going to mention his other one, his little name on YouTube was Popeye. And Popeye popped off and said, well, if aspartame was so toxic, and so we'd have deaths in the streets, just like formaldehyde, just like fluoride. It's not toxic. This guy is obviously has an attitude. He doesn't have an opinion. You need to understand out there, if you stay on topic, if you mention a logical, common sense, I call a three-year-old question, where, like a child, you raise a question or an issue and want an answer. But if you come in with a preformed attitude, not based on evidence, logic, or common sense or decency, I'm going to make you die an intellectual death of 1,000 cuts. I'm not going to be any pleasant broadcaster. Now, all radio, right across every network that I've ever been to and every radio station, TV, they are nice. The word nice in Dr. Deagle shouldn't be within 10,000 miles. I will die for you, but I want to put up a centillion of intellectual lies, and which is why God made me who I am. I am the modern-day Moshe to give you the truth, whether you like it or not, because it is the antidote. The truth is we need to have proselytic in action to sue our local officials, our Pepsi-Cola and other bottling companies, our generic food companies are adding it to the generic medicine, and all the other spin-off names that are actually being sneaky so they won't tell you what it is, just like, you know, MSG, aspartame, Advantame, Ace, Azosulfam, and all the other toxic garbage. And then again, genetically modified food that's altering our biology and mineral-depleted soils. We're doing things that are actually experiments. We have 327 million guinea pigs in America, and these experiments, they know what's going to happen because they see it in the animal results where they even cut out the tumors in mice and then reinsert the mice into the study, and if they die early, they resurrect them on paper, like you said. This is obscene, and people think it's open to their opinion. No, it's not. If you have an opinion, it should be based on first-hand knowledge, evidence, logic, common sense, decency, and proof, whether it's laboratory proof, imaging proof, or whatever. But a lot of people, unfortunately, they haven't gone through proper schooling where they learn the idea that if you're going to dialogue about something, you have to have something to say. And the most important thing is not thinking you have the answer. Raise better questions. If you don't have the answer about something, ask a really good question. I have the talent and the ability to give you an answer to every question of every human activity on Earth instantly, or a breakdown of the problem to its constituent parts. People say, that's superhuman. Yeah, God has made me like this so that I can take brilliant people like Betty Martini in her latter years now, fighting this battle 30 years, to save the human race from the degradation of human lifespan, shortening, infertility, multiple sexual identification by rewiring the neural pathways and feminizing males in utero even. And we wonder why, when we have people that are turning their brains into formaldehyde and embalming them, I call it, you know, we have Obamacare. I call this embalming care. Do you like that? So sweeteners like this I call embalming care. Do you like that? Aspartame, Splenda, Azosulfam are embalming care. You might as well get a little chit of 10 to 20% off your embalming when you die because you've been drinking 10 bottles or 12 bottles like President Trump is every day of aspartame-laden soft drinks. That's how crazy it is, isn't it?
In Puerto Rico, that was the worst case that I had seen, that the man's son had gone blind on the methanol from aspartame.
Right.
And pleaded with his father-in-law not to use it. And he said he was too addicted and he was diabetic, and of course he died. But everybody, the family lived in Florida, and they all flew to Puerto Rico, you know, for the funeral to see him one last time, and they had to close the coffin. And you can read that on the internet. It's called To Embalm, or not embalm, but the problem was there was so much formaldehyde from the methanol that it was oozing out of his skin, and they had to close the coffin.
Wow.
And then, as I spoke with someone on the board of an anti-cancer organization in New York, who had been talking to some funeral people, and they said that they have cut down embalming 25% because the bodies have so much formaldehyde in them. So, you know, things are not only just, you know, on the record, but, you know, the pathologists are seeing it, and it's they're making notes of it.
Right.
And
now,
it's well known.
For some reason or other, and I have this with other even co-hosts and other networks that are a little afraid of Deagle, do you think people should be afraid of me, Dr. Betty?
Well, of course not. You're there.
Oh, no. They should have mind-numbing fear of saying foolish things to me. They should realize that I'm a decent person. If you come to me like a little child and ask a question, or you have a decent experience, or you've done lab work to prove what you're saying is true, I will accept
it. Well, you're talking of the evil people that are doing it.
No, I'm talking about anybody. A lot of people out there don't even think they're evil. They have believed that public for information, for example, they go to Walmart, 7-Eleven, whatever, they buy aspartame, Splenda, Advantame, and they think that they knowledge because they went on Google and say, Dr. Deagle, where do you think you get your ideas? You know, like this guy Popeye. I want people to understand, I'm here to give them a black eye intellectually. I'm here to beat them up. I'm here to actually destroy them like mixed mental martial arts. I want them to understand they should be fearful if they have an attitude when they come on my show. I don't get callers, except like I had the other day. I had some really good callers ask tough questions like, what about this earthquake in Northern California that was near China Lake, near underground nuclear test site, near one of the air bases? Guess what? I know it was the same way as when you do fracking, it causes earthquakes. Well, you get intellectual earthquakes in the brain when you use aspartame, Advantame, azosulfam, and other toxins. And you wonder why when the child has all these vaccines and they get adjuvants attacking body and brain proteins while their blood-brain barrier is broken down, and your child now, the spark goes out of their eyes, the child becomes, ADD, ADHD, or Asperger syndrome, and you wonder why they're having trouble with socializing, even though they seem to be relatively intelligent, they can't function in school. Duh! If you did a quantitative EEG and levels of neurotransmitters through Great Plains Laboratory, I can tell you exactly why they're screwed up. If I did immunotoxicology with these new tests I'm going to be developing, I can tell you exactly why their brain chemistry and their organic acids and their metabolites and their platelet levels show their bioimages are screwed up, why they can't function and think. I can tell you exactly if I saw all these kids before, if we had a red box, let's say we had a red box in a dozen districts in the next year, and the red box said, we're going to contact Dr. Deagle, we got a guy. And we had somebody that decided to fund the testing to send the tests off to Deagle to find out if these kids are dangerous. I could tell you biochemically, without knowing a thing about them, if the red box said, we think we got a dangerous kid that, you know, talks about killing and has a rape and a hit list and likes to play shoot at squirrels in his backyard and is a loner and has never had sex or even talked to girls, I can tell you exactly why these kids have abnormal brains like young Frankenstein. And I can prove it. People say, oh, no, you can't. Yeah, I'm Deagle. I can prove it. And the thing is, when people say, well, who do you think you are? My doctor doesn't believe this. You know what? Let your doctor be wise enough and have some intellectual cojones to call into my show. The last time a doctor called into my show 9 years ago, he disagreed about vaccines. He was over 6 foot tall when he started calling, and I'm just being sarcastic here. By the time I finished, he was like the midget on Game of Thrones. He was 3'6". Okay, so if people say, well, who are you, Deagle? I said, I am the Grim Reaper for stupidity and ignorance and false doctrines. I am the Grim Reaper for suicidal ideas that are going to destroy human biology and the human race. I am the cure for ignorance.
Well, I tell you what, we desperately need you, Dr. Bill, because things are getting so bad.
Well, as I say, I am, in a sense, intellectually and spiritually. I don't have a cape and I can't fly at the speed of light. I am intellectually and spiritually a Superman. And I don't say that lightly, oh, he's an arrogant SOB. I say it from not my sake, because I've been persecuted in every possible way and gone to a living hell because of the abilities I have and the determination to tell the truth. I mean, even the board examiners was angry because I prayed with terminal patients because they didn't want me to release information about Superfund sites and Shreve Air Force Base at the Colorado Board of Examiners, and they falsely claimed that I killed a patient who got drugs from an emergency department at the university and his illegal drug operators because he was a criminal. And yet they told the family to try to sue me for his death because I was his doctor for a few weeks after he came up with benzylgonine in his blood and I actually had to discharge him. They do this because you have to understand the medical system, the political system in both parties, not just one, the regulatory systems in every country, including Europe and America, Canada, the churches are absolutely without leave. They're dead. The churches believe in a works gospel. They do not understand the scripture. They will not accept a prophetic or apostolic word. They're dead. They are the greatest, as Bush Potter says, the greatest obstacle to the truth of the church doing the right thing and making a constitutional republic. If everybody picked up this course by this Christian, Dr. Fred Graves, and took it, we talked about this hour three yesterday, and sued every food manufacturer for GMO food, aspartame, Advantame, etc., it would stop. And we'd only need a few thousand lawsuits like this by pro se litigant patients out there just are listening to the show. And a lot of the foolishness going on, including forced vaccination, toxic food, GMO food, aspartame everywhere, including in vaping, would disappear. It's not happening. You know why? People think if they vote the right politician, then they're going to solve it. Our political system, as far as I'm concerned, is either dead or damn close to dead. Even look at Donald Trump drinking 12 aspartame a day. Do you think the man is going to keep his health up like the jelly beans on Ronald Reagan's desk? No, he's not. The man is going to die a vile death if he continues doing this, isn't he?
No, what I worry about is he may go to the hospital or something happened to him. They may turn around and give him something for pain, and the aspartame will interact like it did with, you know, with me, and I stop breathing. Actually go to my website, mpwhi.com, and read from different experts how aspartame causes sudden cardiac death while people are literally dropping dead from it.
Right, and the problem is it can cause cardiac arrhythmia, it can cause seizure activity, it can cause blood sugar problems where it crashes and you just go unconscious. People need to start understanding that we're in a time where we're not going to get a lot of warning. The warning, you know what the warning is? The warning is my show. 14 and a half years on this network and other networks. 14 and a half years, and before that on Clear Channel back in the 90s, over now, it's run 20 years, including a show I had before in Colorado Springs. I realize, having been on multiple networks, that my show and my co-hosts like you are a small light in the darkness. Most people don't go all the way and tell the whole truth. Most people don't have the intellectual and spiritual and scientific background to actually prove what I'm saying is true. Or if they want to disagree, they don't even want to dialogue with me. I mean, please, I beg you, disagree on air. If you think you're a neurologist or a neuroscientist and you want to disagree with Dr. Deagle, come into my intellectual cage match, and I'm going to beat you to intellectual death. So when you say, Dr. Deagle, they shouldn't be fearful, oh no. If they come with a bad attitude, they should be very fearful. They're going to get a terminal beating of their life. They should be very fearful. If they come nicely and want to know the answer, I will treat them as my brother and sister. I'll die for them. But I will not deal with a centillion of crap intellectually or lies or cognitive dissonance from anyone, anywhere. And because I am the way I am, like my ancestor Moshe, God trusts me because he knows I will do his will and convey his words, because I know the answers 10-15% of the time. But just like when I had to find the satellite photos to speak 6 months ago on Jeff Rentz, I prayed. I said, God, I don't have the satellite photos. Can you give them to me? In a day, I had satellite photos proving the missile systems in La Rochila Island. Okay? The same thing with aspartame. I will pray and God will tell me which lab and how to go and get these tests done. So when people say, how do you prove that it's toxic or dangerous, Dr. Deagle? I am the one person who you can present with any problem on earth and I will come up with an answer. But God help us, man, if we don't stop the toxic aspartame, splenda, adventame, GMO food, scotchic radiation, mineral-depleted soil, and pesticides, we are doomed. We will go with a bang and a whimper, and the whimper time is coming, because when you see shortening human lifespan, seizures, aspartame-induced blindness, and seizure, sudden death, game is over. It's over.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Yeah, can you? Okay. And welcome back. We have a brave Dan from Texas has a question, and it's of course hopefully on topic. Go right ahead with your question, Dan. We're talking about toxic sweeteners, the sweeteners of death. How's that? Go ahead.
Yes. This is Dan from Texas. Can you hear me okay?
I can indeed. You're broadcasting worldwide on CRN Talk 6 in Austin, the best network to transmit the truth around the world out of just north of Los Angeles. Go ahead.
All right. My question in regards to aspartame, and this goes back to a couple weeks ago when you had Sam Milner on for Dirty Electricity. I wanted to confirm that was your show.
Sam Milham, M-I-L-H-E-M, yeah. And he's got a website called Dirty Electricity.
Book, and I was interested how you can combine Dirty Electricity with aspartame, and is that good for your body?
Dirty Electricity is very bad for aspartame. This is part of the problem. Since the dawn of electricity and the frequency for alternating current is at the same basic fundamental frequency of calcium. So calmodulin that modulates enzyme activity throughout your body and inflammation is amplified by electricity. So the dawn of electricity caused the dawn of heart disease and diabetes and the disruption of the superoxide dismutase, copper zinc SOD1 in muscles, which is the primary cause of people becoming diabetic. It's also the blood-brain barrier breaking down and causing problems there, and rates of cancer and other diseases. Now, since we added other layers, including Gwen Towers 50 years ago, and then Smart Grid about 4 or 5 years ago when we started doing Smart Grid. Now, it's more than that now. I think it's 6 years ago. Around 2011, we started adding Smart Grid to our power grid across America. And now we want to put 5G, which actually is scalar radiation that can directly affect your epigenetics, your DNA induction of minerals to create structural proteins and enzymes, and generate free radicals that cross not only and destroy your DNA, but also cross the blood-brain barrier. So you're absolutely correct. The combination is deadly, and it's not additive, it's multiplicative. So if you have a Smart Grid system on the side of your apartment and you don't have a blocking wall, and you're sitting there and trying to go to sleep, and you're 6 inches, let's say, on your wall from an entire array of Smart Grid step-down transformers, and you have a major, we call major one, that's actually broadcasting it to the back to the home station, your brain is being fried. Your blood-brain barrier is broken down. You're going to have insomnia, agitation, depression. You're going to get things like cancer and vertigo and tinnitus and all kinds of other things. Of course you will.
Well, thank you for that. I'm a school teacher here in Texas, and I took those Stetzers and I think the EMI that you told me a year or two ago, and I measured my room today, and the levels were up to 1,200, but I put 5 Stetzers around my classroom and got it down to, I think, 79 was the highest, and most of them are between 30 and 50, which I think is optimal.
Get it under 50, it's good. The problem is a lot of schools have discovered this in Europe and Britain, and they don't allow Wi-Fi in the school because it disrupts the third stage of learning. Now, learning requires 3 phases. I'm going to give you something that most doctors and neuroscientists don't know, but I'm going to tell you 21st century science that I know. The first stage is what's called a virtual holographic array of quantum frequencies called phonon maser waves that have a sound and electromagnetic and light frequency that sets up an array to build up a hologram of an idea, thought, or a neuromuscular function. The second, what's called facilitated transport, that creates new neural pathways and creates synapses and myelination so you get facilitated pathways. And the third is what's called microtubules. There's a solid-state recording, and it's non-local, of microtubules that actually record like a solid-state tape recorder or a computer disk that records memory that's non-localized to one neuron or astrocyte. And when you have scalar radiation, it disrupts all 3 phases of memory creation. So the hippocampus that lays down memories, you can find the card file system to recall it, can't see it. And you can prove this when you actually see kids that are learning. If you do a quantitative electroencephalogram on them, you can see disruption of the coherence pattern with different parts of their cortex. The coherence ratio based on LexiCore, which can do a test on them with a multi-electrode on the scalp, can show the coherence pattern. You can show the neurotransmitter levels are depleted on platelet analysis of acetylcholine. You can show that they can't create neural pathways and they don't create these 3 phases. A holographic array, which recalls previous things they learned. A facilitated pathway that requires new neural connections and myelination to occur. And the third level, microtubules, doesn't happen. So it's not surprising we're having children in schools where even these schools had decided to remove if you want to call it Smart Grid and Wi-Fi from the school. The children learn more because it's not disrupting their neural connections and the laying down of new memory. Okay, because your brain is a nonlinear holographic computer, and I know how to make actual true AI with an AI chip I call a virtual holographic chip, I'm not going to give out the technology because the evil ones would use my knowledge to create the beast, which is a god, a cyber god, which they want to create. That's why I was shown the Virtual World Project in Shreve Air Force Base using Promise software and what's called synapse-controlled systems that actually want to track every thought in your mind as well as your genetics. It can affect entire populations by putting the atmosphere, turning it into a plasma with thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum. It can trigger off earthquakes, weather changes, or directly affect the biology of humans and or plants or animals. This system is already weaponized. The Earth is already weaponized that when 5G comes in, God help us all, because believe me, it's over.
Well, it's actually, it's already, for instance, in Canada, it's already in Atlanta. Birds are dying. But I would like to say something to your listener, because he's right. In schools. And that is that we have a report for schools that every teacher should have, every principal, every PTA. All you need to do is go to my website, mpwhi.com. It's probably one of the last banners, and it says report for school. There is so much information in there for teachers that can help students, that the only thing missing from the report is that we were able to find the teratology of birth defect studies that the FDA had sealed so that nobody knew it caused birth defects and behavioral problems and many of the things that you see in children today. But I would like to offer that to you. September is Aspartame Awareness Month, and it's a good time. We send it to Board of Education, and when the Chicago Board of Education saw it, they immediately took aspartame out of the grammar schools and the middle schools. We didn't get it out of, you know, the high schools. But nothing ventured, nothing gained. This information could help so many children, and there's so many things that, you know, interact. And now that they're allowing 17 dairy products in school without labeling aspartame at all, they need a lot of this information.
Yeah,
that's
amazing, isn't it?
To help you.
And it's everywhere. I mean, aspartame is being inserted in everything, even in things that are, like, look at how many foods and generic medications and so on it's into now. And it's not just aspartame. We've got mutant names, I call them. You know, the same way as MSG and others. They have these sort of parallel names, so it's hard to even tell what the hell it is, right?
Yes, let me give you some of those names, because, you know, if you see a bunch of names you don't have never heard of, don't use it. But some of them for aspartame are Allitane, Equal, NutraSweet, Candorel, Benevia, 951, AminoSweet, Adventame, Spoonful. So there is just an abundance of them.
And those names, by the way, are on your website, Mission Possible World Health International, mpwhi.com, because these sneaky names are out there to make sure, and if you're not a label reader or you don't actually have the material like a little clip in your hand or document, you're going to miss it when you go to the store. I mean, it can take you hours to read all the labels and realize you've been lied to, or they want to make sure they disinform you so you harm yourself. Right?
Yes.
You go to a restaurant and they'll say, there's no excitotoxins in this food. There's no MSG, aspartame, adventame, azosulfam. And they're lying, and there's often combinations, isn't there?
Well, yes. And MSG and aspartame have a synergistic and an additive effect. And what most people don't know, Jack Samuels actually sued the FDA and went through their records and found out for 25 years, that's a quarter of a century, the glutamate people were using aspartame as a placebo. So they knew that MSG reacted, and this way they could say, they didn't react anymore.
In other words, the placebo against the MSG was actually aspartame, so they both are causing reactions, so they couldn't see a difference. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So, you know, and they're probably still doing it today.
Wow.
So you can't believe anything that they say. So you have to, you know, stay away from all of these things. If you have to bring your own lunch to school and keep them away from these terrible drinks that have these chemicals in it. And also remember, there's a device that's being developed, and I've read several articles about it. So the first thing they did is they wanted to test it out and see if it worked. Now, it will let you know, for instance, if you go to a grocery store, maybe the fish is bad. It'll let you know that. But if there is aspartame in anything unlabeled, it will pick it up. And the article from Italy said they started out with regular soda and juice and found aspartame unlabeled. And
wow. And by the way, this is probably, is it a chemical test or a scalar test using scalar radiation?
Well, the thing of it is, it doesn't really explain what kind of device it is.
Send me information, I'll research it, because I'm developing actually technology that will eventually, and this is something going to patent down the road, that allow you to actually take it near something you think might be toxic, and it'll give you the scalar signature of the food. It's based on work I'm doing with the Biophilia 2 and my work on scalar harmonic radiation from all living things. And I'm pioneering on things standing on the shoulders of Linus Pauling, Nikola Tesla, Raymond Rife, and Dr. Nesterov at the Nonlinear Institute. What I'm doing is going to change the history of all biology, including human biology and medicine, for the human race forever. What I'm doing is going to change everything. And these tests, which I'll have probably in the next few weeks, will allow people to do a test to see, am I sensitive to toxic sweeteners or other things like MSG? And what's going on right now, these excitotoxins and genotoxins are destroying our biology. On purpose. This is part of the thing, just like the United Nations today declared the end of meat. Did you know the UN declared the end of meat, and they're now trying to promote 19.9% tax on meat in Germany? They want all ruminating animals gone. They don't want to eat any meat. They're saying, oh, we don't want to change your behavior. Yes, you do. They want to have totalitarian control over our biology, saying it's going to save the planet if we don't have animals that pass gas. Isn't that crazy? At the same time, they're poisoning us with toxic pesticides and toxic aspartame, aspartame, and spoonful, and all these other pseudonames for things that are brain neurotoxic, genotoxic, and are going to cause cancer, heart disease, mental illness, and make us killers, like these young kids. Amazing,
yes,
isn't
and
it?
The thing of it is, there are so many products today that they're going to have to start analyzing a lot more. For instance, you remember the Diane Fleming case.
Right.
And it had creatine and Gatorade that this man had drank, her husband, although he was drinking aspartame products, and of course it caused methanol poisoning. But anyway,
he got sudden death too, didn't he? And it killed him eventually, right?
Yes, it killed him. But the interesting thing, I was trying to figure out why there was methanol in the Gatorade and creatine, and finally, you know, I made an announcement that there was aspartame in the creatine, and the high exec from GNC called me very upset. Why did you tell the public that there was aspartame in creatine? We didn't give you permission to do this.
You're kidding.
And how did you find out? And I said, the way I found out is I read the patent. I said, it's illegal to put aspartame in anything without a PKU warning and labeling it. And here I read the patent, and there it said aspartame.
Wow.
So they don't want the public to know because they're trying to avoid it.
You know what set you aside, Dr. Betty? You have the skill set. When I learned at three, it's called reading. You read the patent. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Dr. Benny Martini. Hopefully we'll get some of your colleagues on next week, and we'll give you a little bit of a break as well with you. Get your best nutraceuticals at NutraMedical.com. Ask for a free starter protocol, 888-212-8871. We'll pray for you, pray for us, we'll pray for America and for people all over the world.
Which is most